Hello, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's news and voices in agriculture. This week was a busy one for many producers of the Northern Ag Territory as the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association held their annual D.C. fly-in and legislative conference. For NCBA President Mark Isley of Cheyenne, Wyoming, the conference was a way for producers to voice their concerns to their legislative representatives in our nation's capital.
It's a powerful message. These are the landowners and the operators that feed this country. And when they take time to dedicate to visit them, they know they're going to get some straightforward discussions, some facts, some science, and they can use that as a basis for some of the knowledge they're going to be having or that they need to apply as they regulate the country and work on laws.
For Vicki Olson, chairwoman of the Montana Public Lands Council, she said there were some great updates from the association, while some of those governmental updates may have been a little bit less than satisfactory.
I had a lot of speakers yesterday and learned a lot. I had some good speakers and some social ones. And then we had our board of directors meeting this morning and went through a lot of stuff there. And then we had the Department of Interior here for a minute. They really didn't want to talk to us this trip. I don't know why. But all in all, we've been learning a lot.
One of the reasons for the distaste from the department heads was simply from them not really hearing from the group that traveled thousands of miles to voice their concerns, such as the latest sage-grouse management plan from the BLM, which Ellie Brighton of the Montana Stock Growers Association's Governmental Affairs Specialist had an update for us.
I mean, everybody's kind of in the same boat of it's still early and there's a lot we don't know yet. We have heard that the comment period will not be extended. It doesn't hurt to continue asking, but they have said that they are not going to extend the comment period.
We need to pause for a break, but we'll hear some of the conversations the group brought with them to share right after this.
Discover the difference a family-owned Montana bank can make for you and your business. Stockman Bank is focused only on Montana, no place else. So you come first with us. Enjoy a local banking experience uniquely designed to meet the financial needs of your Montana business. Visit your neighborhood Stockman Bank to say hello and let us earn your trust and your business. Moving Montana forward. Stockman Bank, Montana's brand of banking. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This branding season, let Western Ranch Supply lend a helping hand with one of our popular cap tables. We carry a full selection from industry leaders like Cow Country, Filson, Foremost, MSF, Prefert, and Rupp. From traditional to hydraulic, these cap tables are tough and durable, not to mention easy to use for both operators and safe for your calves. Stop by our stores in Billings or Great Falls or visit WesternRanchSupply.com. Western Ranch Supply, your branding headquarters.
As you may know, the Montana Stock Growers Association has recently taken on a task to hear directly from the producers and was holding them back from flourishing as a business. They're doing it through their listening sessions called the Producer Profitability, which Ellie Brighton with MSGA says was one of the many messages they brought from the Treasure State to share with other leaders.
Through Producer Profitability, obviously a lot of our conversation has been around estate tax, the death tax, the desire for a repeal, a complete repeal if possible, but if not, keeping it at the level that it's at so it doesn't revert to the low levels of 5 million or 1 million, keeping it at the, I think 26 is where it's at right now. So that has been definitely our focal point in our conversations, prioritizing that over other things. I think then talking into government programs a little bit, what are the issues and how can we address them kind of in a general sense have been stock growers' main points.
Turk Stovall, MSGA second vice president, added to that when I spoke to him at a roundtable discussion hosted by U.S. Senator Steve Daines in Billings on Friday.
I would say by large, especially what was fun to share with all of the other states as well as NCBA, is what is happening with these producer profitability meetings and how successful they have been and how we have been really creating some new solutions to be able to bring back to our politicians. To the point, there are other states now starting to say, hey, we want to try this in our state. And that has been very powerful because that is one of our missions as Montana Stockers is to create unity and to try to get everybody on the same page so we can really make a difference here.
It's time for another break, but we'll come back to air out some of the frustrations shared in D.C.
I'm Jenny Stovall, born and raised in eastern Montana. I'm a fourth-generational Montanan rancher. As a community, we need to realize that we are only human. We're not superhuman, and that it's okay to be sad some days or need help or ask for help. And that's why we're here, is to help each other. And we're secluded and we're isolated. And in order to keep our sanity, we need to help each other out. So if you know anyone that needs help, please send them to beyondtheweather.com for free counseling for farmers and ranchers.
It's about that time of year again, and Montana Farmers Union Camp up at Arrow Peak in the Highwood Mountains is now open for registration. This is an affordable opportunity for kids to enjoy camp, the great outdoors, learn new skills, and make lifelong friendships. Montana Farmers Union would like to thank this year's sponsors, CHS, Mountain View Co-op, and Farmers Union Insurance. Register today and learn more at montanafarmersunion.com.
This week, the Department of Interior and the BLM released their final public lands rule that drew criticism from the ag industry and several U.S. senators. NCBA said the final rule runs counter to the agency's multi-use mandate under the Federal Lands Policy and Management Act in 1976, as the rule re-engages agency priorities by putting a new single use on equal footing with those long-established uses that Congress explicitly directed. For MSGA's Ellie Brighton, they aired those concerns that grazing is not getting a fair shake.
Really circling back to the basics of grazing needs to be looked at as a conservation tool, as a positive to the landscape, not as a negative. And it seems like in a lot of these agency regulations, grazing is a, if we absolutely have to, we'll use it. But if not, we're not going to use it. It's a back burner. It's not looked at as a positive. So I think those two things would be huge in driving regulations moving forward in a positive way.
Unfortunately, those concerns may have been falling on deaf ears, as Turk Stovall told me the answers they were getting were just not really clear.
You know, we were just asking some pretty pointed questions on, this just doesn't make sense what they're trying to do. You know, if we're trying to really create good sage-grouse habitat, you know, how does that make sense to put a solar panel over it? And, you know, we're just not really necessarily getting real clear answers there, but that's why we're there. We're trying to, you know, really represent our producers in Montana as well as the whole West.
As a matter of fact, I heard from three of those different leaders that attended the conference that BLM had a very brief interaction with the group and even canceled some of the meetings and ducked out of the Q&A portions of their updates so they could get home before traffic got too bad. Well, we need to take a break, but we're going to come back and wrap up with the Wyoming Stock Growers' Jim Magagna right after this.
In the uncertainty of planting season, here's a sure thing. Firestone's Spring into Savings promotion. Head to Tire-Rama for instant savings. That's $200 off all eligible non-AD2 radial tires and $300 off all eligible AD2 radial tires. Right then and there by purchasing two or more Firestone Ag tires. No gambles, just a great deal until May 31st. Terms, conditions, and limitations apply. For full details, visit FirestoneAg.com or contact your local Tire-Rama dealer.
I'm Mitch Conan, farmer from Fairfield, Montana. As a producer, I want the best genetics and purest fields to ensure I'm getting the most of my input dollar. Certified Seed provides that assurance to enhance my inputs. Certified Seed is lab tested, professionally conditioned, and gives proven performance. Proper inputs make for a good crop, but seed is the only input that can get you more than higher yields. Plant Certified Seed. You can't afford not to. Brought to you by the Montana Seed Trade Association.
All in all, the Public Lands Council and the National Cattlemen's Beef Association annual conference was a huge success for a lot of industry folks that attended. Wyoming Stock Growers Association Executive Vice President Jim Magagna told me he found appreciation for the national organization putting in the legwork year-round on Capitol Hill.
It was interesting to hear how they have been able to at least make good faith attempts to work with the current administration, even though we realize that we may disagree on more than we agree upon.
Well, that's going to do it for our News and Voices in Agriculture here on the Northern Ag Network. I'm Mandy Schwab.